All right, quick demo of placing volume automation on the master track to get a nice smooth fade out for Keo. I'm going to be using the newest version of Asara, like the one that's just come out about half an hour before I'm recording this. So make sure your Asara is up to date if you want to follow along with these keystrokes and this amount of context sensitive coolness. So I've got this little section I want to fade out. I want to fade out all the way through this and have the fade complete as we reach the start of that next section. So I am going to go to my master track with Control Alt Shift Home,
Master.
and I'm going to show the volume envelope by doing Control Alt V.
Show volume envelope.
And now I'm going to do Alt L to select that volume envelope that I've just shown.
Volume envelope arm.
And Reaper tells me the envelope point is armed, so that means I'm ready to drop points. So now I'm going to play and pause at the point where I want the start of my fade out to begin, which for me is going to be the first downbeat of this section. There. I'll scrub forward a bit, get a bit neater. That'll do. And so now I'm at the place where I want the fade out to start. So I can do Alt Shift E to drop an envelope point here.
Set envelope point value dialog. Value and selected 0.00 dB.
It comes pre-filled in at 0 dB because that's the current level of my master. That's fine to start the fade.
Unsaved project Reaper
Enter
beat.
to accept that. And now I'm going to play and scooch myself forward to find the point where I want the fade out to be complete, i.e., the point where I want silence. Somewhere there. Should get rid of that little downbeat. There will do, probably. Alt Shift E to drop another envelope point here.
Set envelope point value dialog. Value and selected 0.00 dB.
And this time I definitely don't want 0 dB. This time I want dash INF,
Selection removed. End.
which is Reaper speak for minus infinity or silence, like turning the master track all the way down.
Unsaved project Reaper V6.
So I've hit enter to save that envelope point. And if I try playing the tune now, even though there's a couple of minutes of song remaining, I get nothing because that minus infinity envelope point has done its job. So now, when I go back to where I originally started playing from and play the song, it fades out. Can also go to the envelope point that starts the fade. You navigate between envelope points with Alt J to go back an envelope point and Alt K to go forward. So I'm going to go to the one
Point
that's here, the one that starts the fade, and do Alt Shift E to edit it again.
Set envelope point value dialog.
And this time, if I shift tab a couple of times in this window,
Fezzi shape combo box linear collapsed.
I've got shapes that I can use. So at the minute it's linear, it's just a linear progression all the way through the fade.
Square.
Square, I probably wouldn't want to use for a fade out because that would maintain the 0 dB level until it gets to the next envelope point and then just cut straight down to minus infinity. So that wouldn't really be any good for this.
Slow start slash end.
But slow start and end might sound good for a long fade.
Fast start.
Also got fast start,
Fast end.
fast end,
Bezier.
and Bezier, which I don't entirely understand how to use. So let's try the
Fast end.
fast end.
Unsaved project.
Yeah, so I don't know if the difference will be apparent down WhatsApp or not, but that's a pretty apparent difference when you're sitting in front of the speakers.
Vertical scroll bar, send button.
That's how it's done. Hope it helps, man.